cow in Alberta, Canada, has been diagnosed with mad cow disease. It is the first known case in North America in a decade. Canadian officials believe it's an isolated case. U.S. health officials have banned all imports of cattle, beef, beef-based products, and animal feed from Canada. Mad cow disease has never been found in U.S. cattle. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The Canadian Agriculture Minister told a news conference that the 8-year-old cow had been slaughtered on January 31st because it was suspected that it had pneumonia. But samples of the cow's brainstem were sent to England, where it was confirmed on Tuesday that mad cow disease, or bovine spongiform encephalopathy, was the correct diagnosis. The rest of the herd has been destroyed, and the Canadian minister said that the cow did not enter the food chain. Anne Veneman, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, said in a statement that the risk to human health and the possibility of transmission to animals in the United States is very low. Dean Cliver is a professor of food safety at the University of California at Davis.
From the scientific standpoint, best available knowledge is that a cow is not going to infect another cow.
It's believed that the disease is spread through animal feed that contains protein and bone meal from cows or other mammals. Canada and the United States banned the feeding of mammalian meat and bone meal to cattle, sheep, and goats in 1997, but the incubation period for the disease can be as long as 8 years, the age of the cow in question, so that case could have resulted from feed produced prior to the ban. Again, Dean Cliver.
The Canadian government is prepared to follow through on this. What they're going to do is take the brain stems out of all those dead animals and do diagnoses on them as well to see whether any of the others actually was incubating a case.
There is some evidence that mad cow disease can be passed from cows to humans. Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease is a fatal brain disorder in humans, and studies suggest that a variant of CJD, as it's called, can result in humans who have eaten meat from infected animals. UC Davis's Dean Cliver says the economic consequences of the discovery in Alberta could be serious.
Cattle have been moving more or less freely across the U.S.-Canadian border for a very long time. So there's a lot more at stake here as far as commerce is concerned than there was with some of the European countries where only a select few animals ever came this way.
Last year, Canada exported over 1 million live cattle to the United States and 373,000 tons of beef product, a $2.5 billion business. Darwin Ullery has a ranch east of Edmonton, Alberta, where he runs 270 head of cattle. He's also the agricultural field manager for the county.
If we can't move our product or export our product, we're in a world of hurt here. We only consume, 5 to 10% of the beef that we produce in this country.
Already, the discovery of the disease has had an economic effect in the United States, as stock prices for big hamburger outlets and meat processors like McDonald's, Wendy's, and Tyson Foods were down sharply following the Canadian announcement. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.